Okay.
Okay, we have exited from executive sessions, no decisions were made, we are back at a regular meeting.
I'll make a motion to continue to pay Tim bills after the exhaustion of his sick bank time.
Without the need to dip into this year's personal time.
Without the need to dip into this year's personal time.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
I will also make a note motion to prorate.
What's Mark's last name?
Ellison.
Mark Ellison's PTO till the first of the year, fiscal year, and then to grant him the PTO commensurate with his position starting on the first of the fiscal year.
Including 2 weeks of vacation time.
Including 2 weeks of vacation time. Doing a great job, guys.
You aced it, pal.
So,
you better not have done.
Sure, I should have written it down. So, I need a second on that motion.
That's a second. Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Town hall requests, do we have any?
Greg, you forgot that one. Town hall request. No, yeah, there's a couple here. Oh, Tim on the 14th, Wadzi on the 23rd.
So moved.
Second.
14th of June.
June 14th, yep, and Wadsworth Company on April 23rd.
Puts one over there.
Never get the feeling he's fucking with you, Al.
Yeah.
Gotta start moving his shit around.
You know, here you can do all sorts of stuff in his office. Just go in there and lower his chair.
Okay, so. Approve the selectmen minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Don't wear hands, so I can't do anything with it.
What's that?
So I wear it here, so. Any other business that may lead? What if we could take care of it?
One from Europa IT.
Yeah, so basically what this is all of our network equipment, our modems, our everything, I don't even know what half of it is on a table in Candy's office and has been forever. They would like to move it out to the shelf above the mailboxes where the radio used to sit, and they have presented a quote for roughly $2,800 to do so, so that's up to you guys to review, and if it's approved, Al, you can sign it.
Why does it have to be moved? That works for a tenant.
I think they felt that that's a better, more central location, and it would better serve this back half of the office.
Okay.
I think Candy does really like having it in their office.
Okay.
I don't know that it's a
control. So it comes out into like the entry area?
That
they go above the mailboxes,
yeah.
Right up above there where the old radio repeater used to sit.
Okay. All right. So
probably a good spot for it.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
It up out of the way.
I know it creates a cluster in her office. And
okay, I'll do it. So how much more shit can we pile in her office before she comes back, though?
Oh, I'll work on that.
Oh, she's on vacation?
She's in Florida, yeah.
Florida.
She sent me a picture from the pool this morning and said, Happy Monday.
Yeah. Where did she go?
Cape Coral.
Cape Coral.
We're headed to Charleston tomorrow, right? Travis Wendell sent me a picture from the Bali Beach Pier. He's down there right now.
The week I went down there, it was all kind of nice weather. It was 80 degrees and we left. 10 hours later, we got back to Tennessee. It was 30.
You were ready. I'll make a motion to approve the quote from Europa.
I did forget one thing, but when you're ready.
Aye.
Yeah, all those in favor?
Aye.
I think it has Candy's name. You can just cross her name out and put yours. That'd be great.
It appears that we did get the grant for the engineering study on that Stiles Brook culvert. So I haven't got an actual agreement yet, and I talked to that woman, Margot, that was here a few meetings ago. Or no, I'm sorry, I talked to Colin, because he's the one that did it. We did get it, and then there'll be like a process where we'll have to like have them manage it like they're doing the grout pond thing, and then they'll put out a bid request for engineers. So that's a start there. So.
Hey, I got one other thing, too, before we're out of here. See, we're hooking up with GMP next meeting. I don't know about you guys, but what they've been doing overhead has worked tremendously. I've been waiting for a power outage since last July.
No, we haven't had one.
And have not had
one. Did the power go out this winter?
I haven't run my generator all winter. It hasn't gone out long enough for me to start my generator.
So I don't think it went out at all.
I think it flickered once at the house. Okay. And it went out at the garage.
What I'm thinking is, I'm skeptical of this. Especially some of the parts where they're going to go through, where, you know, this, what it's going to do to the roadway. I say do poles all the way.
They ain't going to the roadway.
Yeah, but I mean, there's spots where they want to burn that thing on the side of the road that there ain't much there.
Yeah.
And they're going up and down so many different times.
What are you going to do when that stuff fails?
Yeah.
Dig it up.
Yeah, that's going to be real handy in the middle of winter. Well, no litter, you can, you know, all right, cut the trees out of the way, put the freaking wire back up, but none of them come down.
No, it's been really good.
It's freaking amazing.
And it was a windy winter.
I mean, that wind we had, it was windy all the time.
The wind blew for like 6 weeks straight.
New wires up, the poles are taller.
Well, I don't understand.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't understand if they have another project they want to do on Mountain Road or not, because we've already sealed the deal on Mountain Road. Well, last year we told them they're doing it overhead, and that little bit of underground they're going to do on Nalt's property.
Right.
You know, they're going to do that last few hundred feet.
It's going to be overhead.
That's what we told them. Yeah.
His place.
Right.
You know,
right.
If one house goes out, that's one thing. If half the town goes out, that's a problem.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this is some kind of a new project that they're thinking about doing or what.
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't aware of that.
But I don't.
So we are going overhead most of the way.
That's what we had told them, and then that Mike Bernard came to the meeting, and he had staked everything out.
And go with that.
And and John Nault was here, and he said, "Well, I'm going to let him go on my land underground." Okay. We're like, "Fine." I mean,
it didn't make sense anyway. The up and down, this and that. It's like
it was chainsaws or some close to the road.
The what?
The transformers.
Oh God.
Terrible. On South Worthborough Road.
Well, he did a presentation at the last road foreman's meeting in Wilmington about a month ago. Tim did. And they didn't get the best reviews from the towns they've been in.
Yeah.
Jay really blasted him at Newfane. They made a mess in Newfane.
Yeah.
And they did a lousy job at what they did. Some towns were like, it was okay,
nobody said it was a great experience.
No,
I don't think anybody said it was great.
Because they just did a shitty job.
Yeah.
They didn't clean it up. They didn't fix it up good. They left it open.
I mean, you know, Jay said they put so little gravel back on some of the Newfane roads, they graded into them the first grading. They were hitting the tops of culverts. They only put like this much gravel on the top of some of the culverts. And it's not pretty. So I'm going to be curious to see what he's here to ask us.
Anything you put above ground, we can fix. Anything buried is a big problem.
I mean, it's getting off the subject, but I think
transformers. You got to worry about him with a freaking plow.
Well, yeah, every 1,400 feet, because that's about the longest run they can do in that cable and conduit. Yeah. So they bring it up into a pedestal.
Right.
And there's one on the South Wardsboro Road that.
There's a bunch of them that are
really close, like super close.
I mean, you have no trouble if you tried. You have no trouble cleaning the thing right off with a grader when you
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I could do the truck.
Yeah, you can do the truck. It's wicked close.
They couldn't get them any further off the road? Or
I just don't think they were trucking.
Well, see, the problem is they don't want to get out of the right-of-way.
Right.
Because then they have to get easements from everybody. That's why they want to use the roads. That's what they don't want to have to go through all the easement, you know, because we have
a one landowner, essentially us, as opposed to everybody on
the road. Yeah, because they'd have to get easements from everybody if they're more than roughly about 10 feet off the road. See, we have a 50-foot right-of-way, so it's about 25 feet off the center line, and they assume that same right-of-way. But if they get beyond that, then they would have to go to every property owner up the road to get easements to get on their land.
So they can get as far as about 10 feet off the side of the road?
Yeah.
But that should be, if they did that.
If they did that, but in the case that Boomer's talking about.
It's not an easement problem, it's a them problem.
It's about from me to that chair away. It's the first time I drove by it, I texted Jay. I was like, do you guys have a pool going to see who's going to get fried first? You know?
Yeah.
And he was really annoyed. He was really pissed off at him.
And how do you move it now?
Well, you said they're not going to now.
Yeah.
You got some overweight permits to approve of.
Some who?
Overweight.
Oh.
Dead River Oil Company.
Yeah.
You okay with that?
Yep.
So I think.
Anybody else?
Structural Wood Corporation.
Where they are?
Lincoln Ave, Waddington, New York.
Yeah.
Trusses, you do. And Coda and Coda.
Yep.
I made a motion.
Second. Aye.
Aye.
It really doesn't even have to go in the minutes, but part of that spring packet that I do for the state with the grant application, they put a letter in there from the guy who coordinates all the Class 2 line striping. And, I guess I might have gone a little beyond my scope of authority, but they put a line in there about how they want you to mark it out. So I emailed that guy and I said, basically, if they screw it up this year, they're repaving the road. And I don't care who pays for it, but we're not. And I said, they're not coming in and grinding it up and doing this half-assed mess that they've done in the past. I said, you can pretty much count on hearing from our lawyer if they mess it up this year. I said, I'll go out and put some marks down, and if it's wrong, we're not accepting it. They're going to put another 3/4 inch of pavement over it. So where that goes, I mean, they may tell me to stick it, but I was feeling pretty tough when I was typing that email, and I basically just said, I'm not tolerating it again. They've screwed the same road up 2 years in a row, you know, and
they did the same thing to Winalls.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. They did ours, then they did Winalls.
Talk about common sense.
Yeah.
They don't have it.
That Winall job, I mean, Stratton Village, you could kind of say they didn't understand that it was two lanes.
But
know.
I marked it. Yeah.
Follow the little dots.
We don't have time to talk. We don't have time to discuss
it. Yeah, yeah. Follow the yellow brick road.
Yeah. Now you got time to
follow the yellow
brick road. You got time to fix it?
You got time to fix it.
Yeah.
So I just said to him, I said, I would strongly urge an in-person meeting prior to them spraying any paint on that new section of road. Yeah. So he said he would do his best. And I said, well, they save you some money in the long run. I mean, because in my opinion, when they put those bids out, L&D has to have a bond. They have to have insurance, and they ought to exercise their insurance policy and pay Tom Fuller to come back and put another 3/4 inch on it, because that's crap. That sucks, you know.
Yeah, next time they do it.
The hard part is when the paint wears off, it wears off from where they painted over the screw-up striping.
Yeah.
So that's what you see in the winter
time.
Right,
right.
Yeah. And it screws people out.
Yeah, you can still see remnants of that other line.
Yeah.
It can be dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that shows up in the winter time.
Do we want to have that guy do the crosswalks and the white lines in the village again this year? The guy that we hired last year?
The guy who did the parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we should.
All right. I'll talk to him then. I'll have him come up and just... He should... be able to give me a price over the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Anybody have anything else?
Nope.
So make a motion to adjourn.
Mm-hmm.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Done.
Liquor control.
Shut that stupid thing out. We have liquor control?
Yeah, we have liquor control. You can leave it running, Ellie.
I have to open a new meeting, Kent said.